Για περισσότερες συναρπαστικές ιστορίες στη γλώσσα σας, αναζητήστε το SBS Greek στα podcast της Apple και της Google.
Lia Nanas is a Greek Australian singer and songwriter. She took part in Australia Decides for Eurovision 2019, and now she has her eyes set on Eurovision 2020, but you want to represent Greece.
Yes.
Tell me about this dream of yours. How did it come up?
Well, this year, as you just mentioned, I was in Eurovision Australia Decides, which was a dream. I couldn't believe I was even there. When I got the phone call, it was just like, okay, I'm about to faint. But now I just really want to go for Greece because I come from a Greek background and my yaya at the moment is quite unwell, and I want to do it for her because she comes from Greece. My family comes from Greece. My cousins are there. They actually told me a couple of years ago when we were there, they said, Lia, what if you do Eurovision one day? And it's just crazy how it all happens. So I really want to do it for my family.
It's an idea
yes.
that you've been thinking for a long time now. Mm. How was your experience with Eurovision Australia Decides? I guess it was good, although you were not selected. It must have been an experience of a lifetime.
It totally was. For me, like, I already won. Being there, you know, I think like to be alongside artists that I have looked up to for so long, like Kate Mulhaike, Shepherd, it was just unreal. So everyone was so lovely and SBS was amazing. So it was a dream, really.
Yeah. And you were the youngest contestant, just 16 years old or 17 this year.
Yeah, I just turned 17 in March. I'm like, I had to think about it. I'm like, now it's near Christmas, time flies like that. But yeah, I was only 16 and I was the youngest and the unsigned and the works. So I was quite, not intimidated, but like, whoa, like this is amazing. Like it would never happen with an unsigned artist, but they accepted me.
Did you just throw in an application and got selected?
Yeah. I was actually on Facebook and I saw an application because I'm a teenager. I'm always on the phone. Yeah, I saw an application and they said, put your song in for Eurovision. And I was like, what? I was like, that's a thing. So I put Set Me Free in and the rest is history. They gave me a call and...
Set Me Free became a huge hit. How proud are you? It's your child, right? You're a child, but you're creating songs, you're singing songs, and they can be heard from people all around the world. Was that your plan and dream from the beginning?
Well, yeah, for me, like, I didn't think that was going to happen with the song. I write music because I want to show who I am, and that's how I tell my message. And then to have so many people love it, it was just like incredible. Like also to have Paul Clark, the head of Eurovision, to love it. You know, everyone in the industry that is like been in the industry for like so many years compared to me, it was, so amazing. Especially Greece as well. And that internationally, as you just said, like the comments. I think it was Finland, Sweden. They're like my top three. Like, and Greece
fans.
And Spotify, yeah, yeah.
So countries in your fan list.
It's like, wow. Amazing.
But you are very young, 17 years old. How long have you been singing for?
I found out I could sing when I was 11, so coming up to 8 years, yeah.
Did you take any lessons?
I didn't for a while because I didn't really think anything of it. And then I went to David Jantz and it's an incredible singing school. So, yeah, that's where I've been.
And is this what you want for a career?
100%, yeah. I used to be, I like to stay very grounded and humble and not really like be like, I want this, but now I want this to be my career. I want to be able to go on an international stage every day and impact people with my music. So that's my dream.
What's your kind of music?
R&B pop. Yeah, the pop current.
English lyrics?
All English at the moment, but I am working on maybe something surprising. So, yeah, I'm not going to say, but...
Of course, Greece hasn't decided yet on the competition for 2020 or the artists, but yes. What would you like to say to the people that can take that decision?
Ooh. Oh, wow. That's a good question.
Would you like to be given the chance?
I would. It actually chokes me up a bit because they even have the thought that I'm considered. Like, people on the media, like, saying, we want Leah. It's just, like, amazing. I'm from Australia, you know? I didn't, like, the support I've been getting. So I would just say thank you, you know? Like, if you do consider me, if you do take me, I promise I'll make you proud. I will make my family proud. I'll make everyone in Greece proud. That's my goal. And... oh, it's making me tear up. Greece is my home. And when I went there, it was like, you know when you feel like something of you is missing a bit?
A part of you, yeah. A piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, it was like all the traditions that we do here, like, made sense. And, like, yeah, I just really want to do it for my family and everything. So, yeah, thank you for considering me. Whatever happens, I'm very grateful.
Your father is from Kastoria in Aegio in Greece. Have you ever been there?
We did last year. Oh, it was so amazing. I got to see my yaya's hometown as well, Aegio. It was so beautiful to see, you know, when you see a photo, but then you actually get to go there. Amazing. So.
What is Greece for you? More than your ancestors' birthplace?
Yeah.
What does Greece, the concept of being Greek, mean for you?
Everything. It's who I am. Like, if I weren't Greek, like, I wouldn't be who I am. Like, the traditions we have, you know, Greek Easter, my values, like, what I'm going to teach my children, it's... oh, I don't have children yet. My song was my child, but you know what I mean? But, like, yeah, it's just, it's my home, you know? And to have two homes, Australia and Greece, that support me so much, it's, I don't know how to describe it. It's amazing.
Did you have a chance to learn any Greek?
I've been trying my best. My dad actually did send me to Greek school. I have no idea why. My dad, that would have come very handy. But I am working on it. I'm getting there. I just hope people know that I love Greece so much, and even though I can't speak the language, I hope my music speaks to them, even though it's English, but I'm trying to do Greek.
Music is the international language, as we say.
It totally is, so I hope so, yeah.
Well, we Greeks in Australia wish you the best of luck for your dreams, and even if it isn't for 2020... keep the dream alive, because even Elena Paparizou didn't make it
the
first time.
Thank you so much.
Is it too much to ask from you to just sing a little bit of Set Me Free?
Oh, yeah, I can totally do that. Okay. I surrender all of God to the hold you have on me, to the one I can't shake off. Let's skip it. Hey. What can I do to deserve these chains that never break away? No, they never break away. Take my soul, take it all, oh, set me free and leave me be.
Amazing. You're very talented.
Thank you.
Very young, and the future is ahead.
Thank you so much, Emma.
Best of luck. Best
Thank
of luck,
you.
Leonanos.
God bless. Thank you.
Απολαύστε περισσότερες ιστορίες στη γλώσσα σας. Επισκεφτείτε την σελίδα μας στη διεύθυνση sbs.com.au/Greek.